10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar that stock car, boy, he's the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got a echo.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
We close out the series today in Frisco, Texas, trying to salvage a second win on the week. The Frisco Rough Riders come into a Sunday ball game. Final game on the homestand. Hi again, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, and seated alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, this is Josh Warden, welcoming you to game number 113 on the season for the Rough Riders. who are now two games above 500 in the second half standings, still trailing Amarillo by four games. Tulsa is 17-27 in the second half, representing the Northern Division. Well, for the Rough Riders on the hill today, Nick Krauth gets another start after he was on the mound Tuesday in his second start of the series, a 4-9 record and a 6.55 ERA for the right-hander out of Concord, California, by way of the University of Connecticut. He went into the sixth inning on Tuesday, pretty good start for him, and allowed a couple runs. One more run came in that he was responsible for after he exited, so ultimately three earned runs off of Krauth, just four hits over 5 1/3 innings. He did walk three and tied his season high with six strikeouts on Tuesday against the Drillers. His counterpart is Nick Frasso, a 3-4 record and a 4 ERA even for the right-hander out of Torrance, California, 24-year-old from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Well, a pregame guest today is David Garcia. The Venezuelan will chat about his experience in the clubhouse, the teammates, and this season here in Frisco. The switch-hitting catcher joins us when we return, and there goes Brooks once again. Try number two. Oh, there he comes back. It's Bark in the Park Day, and our team dog and chief morale officer Brooks is out there for the first pitch. And on the first one earlier this season, it didn't go very well. He sprinted away from the mound. This time it didn't go perfect, but better, as he started to run away and then came back to home plate to retrieve the ball as he was intended to do. He got there. Took a little longer than it should have, but hey, he finished on a good note. Good job, Brooks. All right, we'll take a break, come back for David Garcia, who joins us when we return. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
All right, welcome back here into Frisco, Texas. We continue a six-game series with the Tulsa Drillers. David Garcia joins us on the pregame show ahead of Game 6 of this series. Well, David, thanks for joining me here on the pregame show. It's been a pleasure to watch you come back from an injury this season and be on the field. Let's just start with the teammates that you have this year. What has it been like to grow a lot with these players and enjoy the clubhouse, the vibe in the clubhouse? What have you enjoyed most out of your teammates this year?
Yeah, I think that we got a pretty good vibes in the clubhouse. I've been playing with a couple guys the same year. I've been playing with Kellen for 4 years, Chavi for 3 years. Kaver, this is my first time that we played together because we signed different year. I've signed 16 and he signed 2017. So this is the first time that we play together. And the other guys, yeah, good. We got a pretty good team, good teammates. Yeah.
Which guys did you play in the Dominican? You played in the Dominican Summer League 2016, 2017, right around there, 17. Which guys did you play with in the DR?
I didn't play with Kaver because that was the year that he signed. So when I was playing my first season, he was playing the Tricky League. I don't know if you heard about it. Yeah.
Okay.
But no one else.
Who is new this year that you've become friends with? Maybe you did not know them before. First time being teammates.
any guy this year that you've become closer with, even if you did not know them for 5 or 6 years, that sort of thing? Any new guys that you've really clicked well with?
Yeah, we just met Robbie and Reed, like 2 weeks ago when they just got here, and they're pretty good. We're just having a good time, good conversation about baseball.
Well, last one about teammates. It's bittersweet to have Luis Angel traded. I know you were good friends with Louie, and it was really fun to watch him play. We wish him the best with the Mets organization. What was your relationship like with Luis Angel, and have you stayed in touch with him over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I was pretty close with him because I was trying to help him with the English or translator at the meetings. So we were pretty close.
There's part one of our conversation with David Garcia. The second part, our next broadcast in Midland. Starting lineups coming up here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelas, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the managers approach home plate and are exchanging lineup cards as we speak ahead of today's 6:05 first pitch, sixth and final game of the series in Frisco. The visiting Tulsa Drillers have their starting lineup that starts as follows. Juan Apodaca has the leadoff man as Austin Gauthier. He leads off and plays right field today for Tulsa with his .295 batting average and 5 hits over the last 2 days. Yorbit Vivas bats second and plays second. Diego Cartaya hits third and catches. Emanuel Vargas is the cleanup hitter for Tulsa tonight. He'll play left field. Cody Hosey is at the hot corner. He hits fifth. Luis Diaz is next in the order. He's at shortstop. Carson Taylor bats seventh and has first base duties. Josh Stowers gets the DH assignment today. He bats eighth. And Ismael Alcantara hits ninth and is stationed in center field. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders tonight, looking for their second win of the series. Jax Biggers leads off once again and plays shortstop tonight. He had a home run in his first at-bat and in his last at-bat of this series. The very first swing of the Rough Riders week was Jax Biggers going yard, and then he homered in the ninth inning yesterday as well. Evan Carter bats second. He plays center field. Trevor Hover hits third and DHs. Kellen Strom is the cleanup hitter. He's playing left field. Aaron Zavala is the other corner outfielder. He bats fifth. Josh Hatcher plays first base today and hits sixth. Then it's Franier Chavez at second base. In the 8-hole tonight is Chris Cease. He's at the hot corner. And Scott Capers bats ninth and is the battery mate today of Nick Crow. So again, that's Biggers, Carter, Hover, Strom, Zavala, Hatcher, Chavez, Cease, and Capers. The starting nine tonight as the Rough Riders try to salvage a victory and salvage the week a little bit. They will not win this series or split it. No matter what, Tulsa is the victor in this series. They've won four out of the first 5 games of this week. And Frisco has finally lost a series for the first time since San Antonio in the week that started in May 30th, ended in early June, and the Rough Riders lose again here in this series, but they could go 2-4 and head into the Midland series on a victory. Yesterday's final totals, Tulsa with 10 runs on 11 hits, no errors, And the Rough Riders, 4 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. The Drillers, a couple of explosive innings, 4 runs in the first inning on just 2 hits, and a lot of walks in the ballgame, 11 of them in total. 9 of those 11 walks were on 2-strike pitches. Got to full count a whole lot yesterday, and the Rough Riders were unable to end those at-bats in good fashion. Tulsa had 2 different 4-run innings, both in the first inning and later on in the 7th inning yesterday. They had a 6-run inning the day before, so they've scored in droves. Frisco will try to tamper it down a little bit and pitch well today. Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders. He'll come out and throw the first pitch when we return for Frisco in their throwback uniforms today. Kids Sunday Fun Day to close out the series. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play for the first inning when we return. It's the Rough Riders and the Drillers rematching for one final time on the series and their final time on the regular season of 2023. Stay tuned, everybody. Frisco Rough Riders baseball continues when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now,
Let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. It's the Rough Riders taking on the Dodger affiliate for the final time in 2023, and Austin Gothier is in from the right side against Nick Kraut, who winds back in the first pitch of the game, is just a bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's a 6:06 first pitch time, and this series finale just 1 minute tardy. The 1-0. A fly ball into shallow right field. Long run in for Zavala. Still going. Chavez going out. Dives. It's out of his reach. And Zavala fires back behind the runner, Gothier, but he's back in. It's a leadoff single for Gothier on a little flare down the right side. Chavez, a great effort to try and go after that one. The second baseman, a full-out dive, and it was just out of his reach. So it's a single for Gothier, his eighth hit of the series. Here's Yorbit Vivas. 6-20 in the series with a double, a triple, and three RBIs. A 280 hitter on the year. Gothier takes his lead from first. He's 11-15 in stolen bases this year for Tulsa. Kraut ready from the stretch, and he fires in. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. It's a hot one today. 106 degrees is our first pitch temperature with a feels like of 110. Sunshine up above and 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field and a little bit towards center as well. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch from Crown. Breaking ball just outside. It's one ball and one strike now on Vivas. Well, the Rough Riders looking to salvage a game in this series. Frisco trailing in the series 4-1, the pitch. Curveball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Frisco falling in yesterday's game by a final score of 10-4. They walked 11 on the pitching side of things. Throw goes over to first base, chasing Gothier back in. Nick Kraut has this defense behind him today. Kellen Strom out in left, Evan Carter in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Chris Cease has third, Jax Biggers at shortstop. Stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, in and to the right of Kellen Strom, and he's under it to make the one-handed catch. One away in the first inning, runner at first, Diego Cartaya bats now. To finish out that defense, Brainerd Chavez at second, Josh Hatcher at first, and Scott Capers does the catching today for Kraut. Capers catching Kraut for the eighth time this year, most of any Riders catcher. He has a 4.72 ERA this season when being caught by Kraut. First pitch home. Fits at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1 on Cartaya. The catcher hitting in the three spot, but batting just 185 this year. He does have 17 home runs. Runner at first. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball tagged in the ground through the left side and into left field. It's a base hit for Diego Cartaya. Second hit of the inning, and there are runners at first and second with one out against Nick Kraut. Kraut this season, the 23-year-old, 6'3", 170 pounds, with the Rough Riders making his 20th appearance and 18th start. He's 4-9 with a 6.55 ERA. 79 and two-thirds innings, he has 56 strikeouts to 31 walks. And for Kraut, it's all about getting through the first inning. Here's the stretch, and the pitch to Vargas. Emmanuel Vargas swings and misses on a breaking ball down low and inside. It's 0-1. Kraut has allowed more runs in the first inning than any other individual frame this year. He stretches and brings in the 0-1. Just inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And he'll give up his fair share of hits, but he rolls a lot of double play balls behind him. He's rolled 11 ground ball double plays this year. The stretch and the pitch. A liner foul left side. Just above the Riders bullpen and into it. It's one ball and two strikes now on Vargas here in the first inning. No score, Rough Riders and Drillers. Ben Engstrand has balls and strikes behind the plate. Nate Diedrich, who threw out Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager last night, is at first base. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-2. And Chris Presley Murphy is our third base umpire, the crew chief. It was a frustrating day yesterday for Carlos Cardoza and the rest of the club. Cardoza was ejected while arguing a check swing call. Aaron Zavala at the plate. Crowth readies in the 1-2. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul right side this time, and it's still a ball and two strikes on Vargas. He's 8-for-24 in the series with four doubles and nine runs batted in. He adjusts his batting gloves before stepping back in from the left side. Crowth peering in for his sign. He pins the ball behind his back, looking in. He's got it. Ready from the stretch with the glove chest high, looking back towards second, and the 1-2. Swinging a line drive over the second baseman, Chavez, into right for a hit. Zavala up with it. Gallagher gets stopped at third, and the bases are now loaded. The throw in hits the cutoff man, Josh Hatcher, the first baseman. The bases loaded on three singles in this first inning for Tulsa. And with one out, Cody Hosey makes his way to the plate, the third baseman. No score, top of the first inning. Bases loaded and one out. The first inning has been very fruitful for Tulsa in this inning, or in this series, I should say. They've scored nine runs in the first inning, combined between three different games out of the five in this series. The pitch. A line drive to left field, hanging up in the air for Strom. He's there to make the catch. Gallagher tags. The throw from Strom. Not in time. Gallagher just got under the Scott Capers tag and slid in safely at home, and it's 1-0 Tulsa. A sacrifice fly for Cody Hosey to left field. It was a perfect throw by Kellen Strom, bouncing into Capers' glove, and he applied the tag, but it was just late with Gallagher getting in there just barely. Really close. Gallagher just got that left foot in. So nobody else tags. Runners at first and second, two down now. And Luis Diaz fouls off the first pitch back behind home plate. It's 0-1. It's a sack fly to left field. Vargas at first, Cartaya at second, 1-0 Tulsa. These have been lengthy first innings over the last few days. The pitch inside, and it's one ball and one strike. 3 days ago, Seth Nordlund threw 31 pitches in the first. And Ryan Garcia couldn't get through the first inning yesterday, and now Crowth delivers in his 16th pitch of the first inning. Just inside, didn't miss by much of the fastball, and it's two balls and one strike, but he's allowed a run. It's just he hasn't gone very deep in counts, and that's what you want to see from Nick Crowth. Throw a lot of strikes and let that defense work behind you, and the balls have just found too many holes in the Riders' infield. The pitch is hit off the fist, a flare out to second base, right to Chavez, who spears it out of the air chest high and retires the side in the first inning. Tulsa strikes, though. They get a run on three hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Drillers 1, the Rough Riders, coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bova Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning, Rough Riders trail the Tulsa Drillers 1-0. Jax Biggers leads it off. Biggers hit his second home run of the series in the ninth inning yesterday, his ninth home run of the year. His career high was 5 coming into this season, and he's exploded on the power side of things. He leads it off against Nick Frasso, who we saw in the opener of this series. He winds back in the right-hander's pitch. Fastball outside. One ball and no strikes. 93 on the gun from Nick Frasso. In a rematch of the opener of this series, he's the number 4 prospect in the Dodgers organization. He misses outside. It's 2-0. Came over in a trade. He winds the 2-0. Outside edge of strike, 2-1. Traded from the Toronto Blue Jays organization after being drafted in the 4th round by the Blue Jays in 2020. 2-1. Slithers high and away, and it's 3-1. Loyola Marymount product. He was traded to the Blue Jays, or from the Blue Jays, I should say. The pitch is sent in the air. Down the right side, a pop-up. Vivas going back. The second baseman there in fair territory near the line makes the catch. It's one away for Evan Carter in the first inning. 1-0 Tulsa leads it. He came over to the Dodgers along with Moises Brito for right-handed pitcher Mitch White and infielder Alex DeJesus. And he has turned into a top-5 prospect for the Dodgers. First pitch. Just outside to Carter, and it's 1-0. Carter, a .280 hitter on the year. The pitch. Outside, misses with a changeup. It's 2-0. 6-18 in the series with a double, a triple, and 5 walks. The pitch. Just outside, it's 3-0. Carter's been on a nice little stretch recently. 7-game hitting streak, hitting .320. A 3-0. Outside edge of strike, 3-1. But in addition to that, in those 7 games, he's walked 8 times. So really getting on base well. The offering home. He pops it up, foul left side. It gets out of play, and it's 3-2 with 1 out. And the base is clear in the bottom of the first inning. What more can you say about Evan Carter? He's had a wonderful season as the top prospect in the Rangers organization. 8th best prospect in all minor league baseball. Payoff home. There's a fly ball into center field. Alcantara over into left center. Calls off Vargas in from left, and he makes the catch. 2 outs for Trevor Hopper. 1-0 Tulsa in this first inning. Nick Frasso, the 24-year-old out of Torrance, California. 3-4 with a 4 ERA. Start number 21 on the year in the pitch. Fastball top shelf, a strike, and it's 0-1. In the opener of this series, he went 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 1 run. The pitch. Swinging a little roller off the fist, third baseline. Hosey charges, bare hands, fires onto first. It's a wild throw down the right side, kicks up into the stands, and Trevor Hover has himself an infield single and advances to second on the air. Hosey went with the bare hand and had a chance to get him with an accurate throw, but the throw was not accurate. And E5 allowing Hover to move to second base along with the infield single. Kellen Strom stands in from the right side. 1-0 Tulsa. Runner in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. Frasso looks in for his sign, working from the stretch for the first time today. And he fires. Misses down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have been on a pretty tough skid recently. They've lost six of their last seven, and trying to turn that around. 1-0 offering from Strong. Or too strong, I should say. He's grounded foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. The Riders, during these last seven games, have struggled with runners in scoring position, hitting just .213 during that stretch, which is around 40 points lower than their normal season average with runners in scoring position. The pitch home. Strom whacks it foul right side. A line shot near the bullpen for Tulsa. It's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Frisco certainly hoping for a little bit of a turnaround on the offensive side. Hoping to take one of these or two of these games in this series. And more than one that they have already. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. Base hit. Hover getting the windmill around third. Gauthier's throw to the play. Not in time. Strom moves to second on the throw. It's a tie ball game at 1-1. Kellen Strom with an RBI single. And Frisco knots the game up at one apiece. There's a base hit with runners in scoring position right there. And RBI single. Aaron Zavala stands in now. He's been a little bit hot at the plate. Multiple hits in back-to-back games. Stretch in the pitch. The left-hander takes at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hover had the infield single as a left-handed batter. Strom went the other way to pick up the base hit as a righty, and here's Aaron Zavala, the left-handed hitter. The 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Frasso has definitely been vulnerable against left-handers this year, and a rather stark difference. Righties have just a .538 OPS. The pitch outside, it's two balls and one strike, while lefties have an .802 OPS. Over 250 points different between righties and lefties. Lefties much better against the righty Frasso. He readies in the 2-1 pitch on the way. Sails outside. Three balls in one strike. And if you're not going to pitch in the zone, Aaron Zavala will certainly take his walk. Here's the stretch by the righty in the 3-1. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 3-2. Zavala calls time and steps out. Zavala has doubled three times in this series. Rough Riders wearing their throwback uniforms today for this Throwback Sunday. Next Sunday is going to be really exciting. It will be our 20th anniversary weekend. Here's the stretch and the 3-2. Inside corner, strike three called. Zavala down on strikes, and the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders do get a run on two hits, an error, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. We're tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
top half of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you for the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Drillers. First and only time we see the Drillers this season, and it comes right at the end of the year. Rough Riders hoping to win today, and if they do, they'll take two out of the six games. Bottom third of the order due up in the second inning against Nick Krauth. He winds back and offers to Carson Taylor. A fly ball hit well into center field. A diving attempt by Carter, and he's got it. Evan Carter with a diving catch straight in, and a great one at that. You could tell the entire way he was running in that he was going to attempt to dive for it, as his back was almost parallel to the ground while he was running. And he made a full-out dive in, and he made the grab. So here's Josh Stowers now, and the pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 on the former Rough Rider Josh Stowers. Great catch by Evan Carter, the minor league Gold Glove winner last year, and the 0-1 is fouled back into Capers' glove, and it's 0-2. Nick Krauth getting a first pitch out. That was big after a lengthy first inning. And the 0-2 pitch to Stowers is a check swing. Strike three call in the outside corner. And it was dropped by Capers. He just grabs the baseball and tags Josh Stowers out. Two away. Couldn't ask for a much better start to the second inning if you're Nick Krauth. The diving catch behind you on the first pitch and then a three-pitch strikeout. Ismael Alcantara makes his way to the plate. The center fielder tied at one. Rough Riders and Drillers, the pitch. Inside edge, a strike. Alcantara showed bunt and then pulled back. Krauth has his sign, winds in the 0-1. There's a ground ball on one hop out to the first baseman. Hatcher, he's got it backing up. Flips underhand to the covering pitcher, Hatcher. He takes the feed chest high and takes it to the bag for the out. And the side is retired in easy fashion for Nick Krauth. Six pitches for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up, tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, it's tied at one between the Rough Riders and the Drillers. Happy to have you along. Josh Hatcher leads it off for Frisco. Franmer Chavez and Chris Cease to follow. RBI single from Kellen Strom, giving the Rough Riders a tie ball game in the bottom of the first, and Nick Frasso's pitch is sent in the air down the left field side and foul. It's 0-1 on Hatcher, who has not seen very many at-bats recently. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. He has certainly had to work his way back in after an injury that he sustained in Corpus Christi. The 0-2. There's a fly ball hit well down the left field side, but it tails foul. Hey, and a nice catch by a fan in foul territory above the Rough Riders bullpen. And every single pitcher in the Riders bullpen put both hands up and a congratulatory motion.
Here's the wind back in the 0-2. There's a line drive, base hit into left field. Josh Hatcher got a pitch up and away and hit it on the ground at 100 miles an hour through the 5-6 hole. He's got himself a base hit to start things off in the second on an 0-2 pitch. There's Freiner Chavez. Chavez 3-for-11 in this series with 3 RBIs, playing in his 12th game with the Rough Riders to match his jersey number. Switch hitter from the left and the pitch. High from Frasso, and it's 1-0. Freiner Chavez, a switch hitter who originally was a right-handed batter. He says his two swings are very different. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-1. He said he even feels a little bit more comfortable lefty now, even though he started out as a righty, because he sees so many more righties. Many more right-handed pitchers than there are lefties in the game. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. He takes high, and it's 2-1. But it's tough maintaining two different swings. And that's what he has to do. Double the cage work, double the swings. 2-1. Just high, and it's 3-1. He has a good opportunity here with a runner aboard and a tie game at 1-1 in the bottom of the second. And nobody out. Frasso looking in. He's got his sign. The pitch in. Just outside. 4. And Rough Riders have runners at first and second with nobody out for Chris Sees. Sees 3-for-12 in the series, but he had 2 hits in yesterday's game. RBI single in the second and a double in the 7th. Frasso looks in for his sign. He's got it. And he brings it in. A line drive up the middle, and it's snared at second by Yorbit Vivas. Wow. He was playing in for double play depth, and it was a hard line drive by Chris Sees right back up the box, but Vivas was right there to make the catch well above his head. And Sees is retired for the first down. Scott Capers makes his way in. A loud first down for the Rough Riders. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Just inside, pulled his left elbow out of the way of it. It's 1-0. Run on 3 hits for both sides. Frasso with 1 sliver of a shadow around his ankles. That's from the light pole down the left field side. The pitch home. A check swing roller out to first base. Taylor's got it. And his only play is to first. He takes it right there, and it moves the runners up to second and third. Now 2 outs for Jax Bigger. An oopsie swing. Little ground ball up the first baseline. Top of the card for Jax. 9th home run of the season last night. And now he hits with 2 in scoring position. By far a career high. Here's the look in by Frasso. And he delivers home. Outside corner, belt high as strike. 0-1. Jax Biggers has hit for more power this year, and it's been incredible to see. The 0-1. He takes letter high just above it. It's 1-1. Biggers has seen the fly ball percentage jump up very, very high this year. He's hitting fly balls at a higher rate than he has in his entire career. The pitch, high and inside. It's 2-1. And when you add that up to hitting fly balls hard, he certainly will leave the park, and it looked like that one might have hit him. It looked like it was just up and in, but it's a hit by pitch, and the bases are now loaded for Evan Carter. So bags full on a hit by pitch. And a huge opportunity in a tie game, 1-1 in the bottom of the second for Evan Carter, who flew out to center his first time up. The offering from Frasso. Inside, and it's 1-0. Carter has a grand slam this year.
12 home runs are the most out of anybody on the active roster. He also leads the active roster in OPS against righties. The pitch. Fastball outside edge of strike, 1-1. His 924 OPS against right-handed pitching is the best on the active roster, and the 292 average is the best against righties as well. Frasso, the 1-1. He swings and misses on a nasty changeup, diving away off the zone, and it's 1-2. The only ones who have hit better against righties this year are Luis Angel Acuña and Thomas Sejesi, who have both exited the organization via trade. The 1-2. Low, and it's 2-2. Speaking of Thomas Sejesi, congratulations to him as he hit for the cycle yesterday, the first in his pro career. Bases loaded. Two outs in the second inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A little flare back behind home and foul, and it's still 2-2. Kind of funny, the Rough Riders have never had a cycle in their franchise's history. Thomas Sejesi gets traded away, and he hits for a cycle for Springfield. Rough Riders trying to blow this game open in the second inning. Golden opportunity. Brasso ready. He's in the 2-2 pitch. Inside and nearly hit him, and I think it did. Yes, it did. On the left forearm, and it forces in a run. Riders lead. And hopefully Evan's okay. Very close to the same place it got him when he had to... Oh, it got him on the elbow, not on the wrist. He got hit on the wrist beforehand and had to miss a little over 2 weeks of play. This one got him on the back elbow, and it looks like he's okay. It forces in a run. The Rough Riders lead 2-1. Josh Hatcher crosses the plate, and the bases remain loaded for Trevor Hobart. Back-to-back hit by pitches from Frasso prompts a mound visit from Ryan Dennett, the pitching coach. Trevor Hobart, an infield single and a run scored in the first inning. He has a grand slam this year. Back on opening day. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. And now Ichi Takazawa comes out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go check on Evan Carter and make sure he's all right. Ichi over there with Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders first base coach. Checking on that left elbow, the back elbow from Evan. Ichi, one of the best trainers that you'll find, and it looks like he's going to be okay. So that's great news. Rough Rider is leading 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning, and an opportunity to add on with two outs. Trevor Hover, 11 home runs in the season. Riders have 9 grand slams this year. The stretch and the pitch. Outside with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Hover, his infield single was to third. It was a little weak ground ball off the fist. Inside outed it down the left side. The 1-0. Takes a fastball on the outside edge of strike, just below the belt. 1-1. He could really do some serious damage here. He has doubled twice in the series already. The 1-1. Outside. 2-1, and that's if Frasso can come into the zone. There is action out of the bullpen for the Dodger affiliate. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Swinging a foul in and out of Cartaya's glove, and it's 2-2. It's Trevor Betancourt who's loosening in the bullpen down the right field line. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second inning. Golden opportunity here. Grasso looks in for a sign, pinning the ball behind his back. Bases remain full. Rough Riders, the pitch. Swinging a foul back into Cartaya's glove. He hangs on for strike three, and the side comes to a close. It's the second strikeout for Frasso and the second one to end the inning. Rough Riders get a run on a hit, no errors, and they leave them loaded. We go to the top of the third inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Top of the order to face Nick Krauth into the third inning. 2-1 Frisco. His first pitch to Austin Gauthier is a called strike, and it is 0-1. So Gauthier, the right-hand hitter, steps in to lead off the inning. Chops the second pitch towards third base. Cease runs in. Bare hands has no play. So a little bunt single for Austin Gauthier. He has two softly hit base hits today. A pop-up over the right side that landed in no man's land to lead off the first inning. And now a swinging bunt to lead off the third inning. So he's aboard for Yorbit Vivas. That pop-up in the first inning did lead to a run. Tulsa took a lead. In the opening half of the first inning, Gauthier came home on a sacrifice fly just barely under the tag. He's at first base. Vivas chops one up the right side. That one's a foul ball off the tarp. And it's 0-1 to the left-hand hitter. So the Rough Riders gave up that run, but a quick six-pitch inning for Nick Krauth in the next frame. And the Rough Riders have scored one run in each of the first two innings, leading it 2-1. The 0-1 delivery. It's outside for ball one to Vivas. Back-to-back hit by pitches for the Rough Riders score to run. Run home an RBI for Evan Carter. The base is loaded. Gave the Rough Riders the lead. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball up near the chin of Vivas. Speaking of hit batters and that pitch close to his body, he leads the team in being hit by a pitch. It's not close. He has three times more hit batters than any other teammate. 24 of them for him on the year. The 2-1. It's way outside. Three balls and a strike. Next closest is 8. Vivas has been hitting the ball more than getting hit this series, though. An RBI single yesterday and a walk. He's hitting 280 on the season with 23 doubles. A 3-1 pitch. A high fly ball to center field. Carter running back towards the gap. Turns a few steps deeper and is there in time. He makes the grab. Still about 10 feet in front of the warning track. And Vivas flies out to deep right center. So one out in the inning. Austin Gauthier back to first base. And Diego Cartaya steps in for the right side. Probably the hardest hit ball of the day so far has been off the barrel of the catcher Cartaya. It was just a single, but 103 miles an hour off the bat. Here's the pitch. It's under the hands in ball one. First time he's put the ball in play in a couple of days. Yesterday he walked three times and struck out twice. One out, one on for the Drillers. Here's the 1-0.
A breaking ball whacked down the left side, a base hit. Cut off by Kellen Strom, and he holds the runner at second. Galvier into scoring position. Talk about 103 miles an hour off the bat. Diego Cartaya smashes another single even harder. That one at 105 to left field. Barrels up a couple balls today and shows some of the bat speed that he's known for, leading the team with 17 home runs, including one this series. So two singles this inning for Nick Krauf. He has a 2-1 lead to work with against the Drillers, but a dangerous hitter, and Emanuel Vargas at the dish. Left-handed batter, here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung over it for strike one. Vargas with the go-ahead 2-RBI double yesterday. Has four doubles on the series. As runners at first and second, the Drillers down by one. Here's the 0-1 toss. A check swing, he did go around. Fastball that was on the upper outside corner. It's now 0-2 on Vargas. An RBI opportunity for Vargas and the Drillers. Emanuel Vargas, who already leads the Texas League in RBIs this month, has a whopping 21 runs batted in. More than one per day in the month of August. 0-2 the count, however, on him. Here's the toss. A swing and a foul tip. Capers held on. Strike three. Nick Krauf one step closer to getting out of the inning. Two down. And two aboard. Cody Hosey is next to the Drillers. He has the only RBI today for Tulsa. Sacrifice fly back in the first inning. If he gets an RBI here, it will be by a different method. Two down. Two on for Tulsa. 2-1 the score. Frisco in front. First pitch. Inside, almost clipped him on the belt buckle. And it's 1-0. Nick Krauf alternating quick and elongated innings. Gave up three hits in the first inning and then went about as fast as he ever has in the second inning. A 1-0 delivery. A changeup underneath the zone, or fastball, I should say. 2-0. Only six pitches last inning. But this inning, again, some base runners, two singles, two outs. 2-0 the count. Nick Krauf kicks. Breaking ball catches the outer half. It's now 2-1. Hosey has not had a lot of hits this series, just three of them, but he's made the most of them. A triple and a home run. As a 2-1 count, Nick Krauf deals. Grounded high chopper to third. Sees has it. He can step on third. He does that and gets the force out. The inning is over. Unassisted put out for Chris Cease, and Nick Krauf works around a pair of singles, does not allow a run. The Rough Riders maintain a lead. It's 2-1 over the Drillers on our way to the bottom half of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Middle of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders into the home half of the third inning. It's 2-1, Frisco in front against Nick Frasso and the Tulsa Drillers. Kellen Strom strides to the plate. Aaron Zavala will follow. And Josh Hatcher will also get an at-bat in the third inning, second time through the order against Frasso, who has allowed one run in his first two innings of work today. Tries to pitch a first zero on the board here in the third. Kellen Strom had the first RBI to tie the game back in the first inning. A single through the right side. Here's the first pitch of this inning. He bunts third base side. Good bunt. Hosey comes in. Bare hands. Bobbles. No throw. It's a single for Kellen Strom. Excellent drag bunt up the third baseline. And Hosey probably would have no chance to get him even if he barehanded it cleanly. And he didn't even do that. Kellen Strom, an excellent bunt. And Hosey unable to snag it. So a leadoff first pitch drag bunt for Kellen Strom. And now his fellow Eugenian to the plate. Aaron Zavala at the dish. First toss. High and outside for ball one. Both from Eugene, Oregon. Kellen Strom played at San Jose State. And Zavala from Eugene and Salem. Lived part of his life there. 1-0 pitch is outside. 2-0. Played at U of O. As the outfield playing a bit to the right. And medium depth to the left-hand hitter. 2-1 Frisco in the bottom half of the third. Here's the pitch. Misses the outside corner again. And it's now three balls and no strikes. Aaron Zavala back-to-back days. He has gone 2-for-4 with a double. That's three doubles on the series. 3-0 tosses at the knees. And a strike from Nick Frasso. It's 3-1. A first pitch base hit for Kellen Strom. Nick Frasso allows a batting average this year 5.48 on the first pitch. 3-1 is just off the plate outside. Aaron Zavala draws a walk. That's his third of the series. It pushes Kellen Strom to second base, and there's still nobody out in the third inning. The Rough Riders already up by a run, playing in their throwback uniforms, looking to get a Sunday victory and close out the series on a good note. Heading to Midland next week for the final series against the Rock Hounds this year. Only one more homestand this season after this one. It is a two-week stretch. First pitch to Josh Hatcher is popped up into shallow left center. Alcantara running in. He has a play on it, makes the grab. And a first pitch fly out as Josh Hatcher is put away. So still two runners aboard for the Rough Riders. Franier Chavez is the batter for Frisco. First and only series between the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa's won a Texas League championship not all that long ago. It was back in 2018 when the Drillers last won a Texas League title. And Chavez ready to go against Nick Frasso, his pitch. A fly ball over the left side, has eyes for the seats. Vargas running over and doesn't have room. It lands, kind of dangerous off the railing of the bullpen. It skipped past the relievers for Frisco. Luckily, none of them were injured, but John Matthews laughing about it. Caron right at the top of that railing, it looked like. Everybody's okay. 0-1 to Chavez, switch hitting second baseman. With Kellen Strom at second, Aaron Zavala at first. Takes a pitch just above the zone, it's 1-1. Well, the Drillers won a title back in 2018, winning the Texas League that year. It snapped a streak. Midland had been on a real hot streak the previous few years. The 1-1 pitch is, again, above the zone, 2-1. The Rockhounds won the Texas League title in 2014 and 15 and 16 and 17. And the Drillers were the one who brought that streak to a close by winning in 2018. They haven't won since, but there has been a lot more parity in the years following. A look over at second and Kellen Strom is back. The Drillers started a streak where now every year a different champion has been crowned. The last five seasons, five different champions. The Rough Riders, the most recent among them in 2023 or 2022. The 2-1 pitch. Chavez takes a hack at it and doesn't get it. 2-2.
They almost won it in 2019 back-to-back. In 2019, they were up by two runs in the top of the ninth inning, and Amarillo's Taylor Trammell hit a grand slam.
Mariners legend.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, might be a stretch, but on the Mariners. Amarillo in 2019. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Chavez. A swing and a miss. Chavez is down on strikes. And that's the second out of the inning. Two aboard for the Rough Riders. A one-run lead. Chris Cease gets a third inning at bat here.
Third base, Chris Cease.
just about as exciting as it gets, a go-ahead grand slam in the top of the ninth inning, championship game.
That's pretty good. That is a good way to close out a season. There's no champion in 2020. Here's the first pitch to Cease. It is towards the bottom of the zone, breaking ball for a strike.
No, we were all losers in 2020.
Speak for yourself. No, no baseball, and glad to have it come back in 2021. Continuing here in 23, the 0-1 toss to Cease, a fly ball to the right side, tailing quickly towards Galvier. He's there and makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. We're glad to have baseball in 2023. It's kind of the first season. Last year was fairly normal, but it's been getting back to normalcy the last few years. And we continue down the home stretch of 2023. The Rough Riders have a lead 2-1 over the Drillers into the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the fourth inning from Frisco, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders with a 2-1 advantage over the Tulsa Drillers here on the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us, everybody. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Nick Krauf on the hill to face 6-7-8 for the Drillers. Luis Diaz, Carson Taylor, Josh Doerst. Right-handed hitter to start it out. Diaz at the plate. First pitch of the fourth inning. A grounder left side. Cease runs in. He gives way to the shortstop. Biggers throws across his body and caught him in time. Jax Biggers ran in quickly, cut off his third baseman, and is able to make the play. Diaz throwing his arms out for a safe call and disagreement from Nate Diedrich, the first base umpire. First pitch and an out for Nick Krauf. Not a soft chopper that Jax Biggers had to run in. And he did just beat him on the throw. So one out here in the fourth inning. Now it's Carson Taylor batting from the left side. First pitch. Settles into the zone and strike one. So maybe this inning will start and continue the same way the second inning did. Crowell deals the 0-1. Breaking ball also for a strike. The first and third innings were pretty long. He gave up 5 hits between those 2 innings. But the inning in between those in the second got a first pitch fly out, then struck the next guy out. Ended up going 1-2-3 on 6 pitches. Now this inning gets a first pitch out. Then he gets 0-2 on the next guy. One out, nobody on. Here's the pitch to Taylor. High and away, and he will not have a 3-pitch strikeout. But still ahead, 1-2. The Rough Riders have a slim lead here, 2-1. Nick Krauth takes a deep breath, and he winds. Breaking ball hit foul, first base portion here of Riders Field. 1-2. Well, Zach mentioned it earlier. How about Thomas Ajayi hit for the cycle? First cycle of his career, former Rough Riders infielder earlier this season. Here's the 1-2. A changeup hit towards the left side. Soft hit fly ball. That hits the grass. And a base hit for Carson Taylor going opposite direction. On a 2-strike pitch is able to protect. And gets a 1-out single. Brings up Josh Doers. In the top half of the fourth inning, 2-1 Frisco, 1-out. Thomas Ajayi, 4 hits yesterday. He got the toughest one out of the way early. A first inning triple for the Springfield Cardinals yesterday. About a month, only 20 days since he's been traded at the end of July. First pitch to Stowers on the outside corner for a strike. Added a single in the fifth inning. He homered in the seventh. And the former Rough Riders slugger got the double in the eighth inning to complete the cycle in a Cardinals blowout win. The 0-1 pitch. Stowers shows bunt. Doesn't make an attempt. It looked like a good pitch. I guess it was called a ball, 1-1. Krauth doesn't get the strike call. Runner at first for the Drillers, one out. Krauth from the stretch, and he puts in. Fastball under the barrel from Stowers, pulled back for 91. Gets ahead, one ball and two strikes. So JC traded within the Texas League, playing for the Springfield Cardinals. He was hitting so well with the Rough Riders at a 891 OPS when he was traded. He has almost a 1,200 OPS this month. Swing and a miss from Stowers on the 1-2. And Nick Krauth gets another strikeout. His third of the day. And second out of the inning for Nick Krauth. Man on first for the Drillers, Ismael Alcantara is next. So he played through July for the Rough Riders and all of August with the Cardinals. Almost a 1,200 OPS with Springfield. So he's hit well with both teams, but even better with the Cardinals. First pitch is outside to Alcantara, ball one. He did the cycle in Wichita yesterday, which was where he got traded. Thomas Ajayi finished out the series, or was about to, and got dealt towards the end of that week. The 1-0. A ground ball back up the box. Biggersfield's behind the bag. Throws in shallow center. Got the out. Two fantastic plays by Jax Biggers to get the first and last out to the fourth inning. Out in shallow center field, and he throws a strike to first base. And he puts away Alcantara to end the inning. One hit, one left on, no runs for the Drillers in the fourth inning. We head to the bottom half of the fourth, 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the order for the Rough Riders, Scott Capers. And then it's Jax Biggers and Evan Carter in the home half of the fourth inning. The Frisco Rough Riders lead the Tulsa Drillers in the series finale. 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Nick Frasso deals a fly ball foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1 to the catcher Capers. Nick Frasso working into his fourth inning, encountering some trouble in each inning. Multiple base runners last inning, which was his first scoreless frame, but he allowed a run in the first and second innings. As Capers goes back, looked like he needed some pine tar perhaps or something on the bat, trying to get a good grip on it. Steps back in for the right side. Looking for his first hit of the series. Had a check swing ground out his first at-bat today. 0-1 changeup is elevated. One ball, one strike. Capers is 0-for-9 this week. 1-1 pitch. A foul tip off the glove of Cartaya, the catcher, and it's 1-2. So Capers leads off here for the Rough Riders, who have not held a lot of leads this week. Jax Biggers gave the Rough Riders one of their only leads early on Tuesday. homered on the very first swing of the series. Frisco, however, has just three home runs this week. The 1-2. Capers swings, and did he get a piece? No, it's a drop third strike. Cartaya has to throw to first, and he puts him out. Clipped off the glove of Cartaya and had to throw down to first base and gets the out. And Scott Capers is put away. Brings up the top of the order. Jax Biggers steps in for the 2-1 lead. One out, base is empty. So Biggers had the home run on Tuesday, had a home run in the ninth inning yesterday. Already getting his third plate appearance today here in the fourth inning. The first toss. High and outside for ball one. He's been hit by a pitch and popped out today. Batting 350 in August. A 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the netting. Has two home runs this month and an OPS over 1,000 for the infielder, who's already made two tremendous defensive plays today. And now trying to get aboard for the second time this evening. Tied for the team lead with six hits this series. 1-1. Down to Biggers, and it's now two balls and one strike. Now the shadows covering most of the infield. The right side dirt still in the sun. The 2-1 delivery. Off speed, that's above the zone. Three balls and a strike. The left fielder, Emanuel Vargas, in the shadows, but his two outfielding compatriots still facing the sunlight. The 3-1 inside, almost hit Biggers again. It's a free pass either way. Jumps away from it for ball four. A five-pitch walk, and Biggers is aboard for the second time this evening. Now Evan Carter, who was also hit by a pitch right after Biggers suffered the same fate, comes up again. Carter got an RBI out of it. Biggers loaded the bases when he was hit, and then Carter got hit by Nick Frasso as well, scored the go-ahead run for the Rough Riders. 2-1 Frisco. Here's the pitch. It's below the knees, and ball one. So Carter 0-for-1 with that hit batter on a seven-game hitting streak. 1-0 the count to the left-hand hitter. Here's Frasso's deal. It's outside, 2-0. Biggers taking his lead from first base. Not a whole lot of wind to speak of, gusting around what little wind there is. The 2-0. Carter lines it off the foot of the pitcher, Frasso. He's able to find it on the ground. He lobs it to first and gets the out. He turned away from it, and it looked like it hit him in the back of the leg, as Nick Frasso took a line drive off his lower body from Evan Carter. Ends up getting the out. Jax Biggers up to second. Carter lining it back to him, and it hit him on the left calf. Doesn't seem to be in too much pain, but he is getting a visit from Jesse Guffey, the trainer. He is limping a little bit, but hopefully he'll be okay. Pitcher's got a tough job. It's hard enough to get batters out, and then you got to deal with line drives that hit you, and that only makes it tougher. Frasso pointing at where it got him, lower part of the calf, kind of above the Achilles tendon, the meat of that part, of lower part of the left leg. Takes the ball from Carson Taylor. It might take a warm-up pitch or two. Hopefully he could stay in. It's the second out of the inning as Evan Carter grounds out. Jax Biggers is at second base with two outs, and Nick Frasso is going to try to throw a warm-up pitch, see if he can stay in the game. Looking over to Jesse Guffey, the athletic trainer. Trevor Hopper will be the batter, depending on what pitcher he will face, or regardless of what pitcher he'll face. And it looks like it will be Nick Frasso. Good to see. Jesse Guffey, the trainer, walking off with Juan Apodaca, the acting manager for the Drillers. So Trevor Hopper steps in, the DH today. Looking to increase the lead. Frisco ahead 2-1 in the fourth inning. Final game of the series here in Frisco. The Rough Riders just one win so far of the five games. First pitch to Hover. A fly ball towards the seats over the third base side. It will get out of play. The Rough Riders had not lost a series in a while. It had almost gone 3 months. May 30th was the last series. Began May 30th against San Antonio. Last time the Rough Riders had lost a series. Had not even lost back-to-back games since July 16th. Actually did it to close the Corpus Christi series last week. The 0-1 hits the outside part of the zone. It is now 1-1, or 0-2, I should say. The Rough Riders continued that losing streak. First couple games this series against the Drillers, but then snapped it on Thursday, but then lost Friday, Saturday. So on back-to-back losses coming into this game, but they have a lead, 2-1. Time is called by Diego Cartaya, the catcher. Hover steps back in. And now he's ready to go against Nick Frasso, who toes the slab once again with his blue cleats. Sets with his Nikes and deals. High and away. It's now 1-2. Good to see Trevor Hover healthy this year. He's played a lot of games, 95 games. This is his 96th of the season. And been hitting pretty well. 20 doubles to lead the team. The 1-2 pitch. It is low, ball two. Always some weird, fluky injuries that can happen. Hover is no stranger to that. He told a funny story earlier this year. Little League ball. He's 12 years old. They're just practicing. He was playing second base at the time. They're practicing relays. The sun was in his eyes. He couldn't see the throw from his teammate in left field and hit him in the face at second base. 2-2 pitch. He swings behind and fouls out. Broke his nose that day, but came back. Still loves baseball and playing here for the Rough Riders. But he does end the inning on a punch out. Nick Frasso gets through it. Takes a line drive off his leg, but he ends the inning in scoreless fashion. The Rough Riders have a 2-1 lead through four innings. Then we head to the fifth. Zach Bigley returns on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Austin Gallier leads things off in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders lead the Drillers 2-1. Zach Bigley alongside Josh Warden. Happy to have you. Nick Krauth stands in at the mound, and Gallier is in from the box, ready to go. Here's the windback by Krauth in the initial pitch to Gallier. It's inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, news out of the Texas League. Ethan Salas is one of the best prospects in baseball. The 1-0 is off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. He's a catcher for the Padres organization, just 17 years old. Here's the windback, and the 2-0 pitch on the way to Gallier. It's over for a strike, and it's 2-1. And Salas had started with Lake Elsinore. And the pitch is hit in the air to center field. Evan Carter turns around. He's just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. One down, and Yorbit Vivas stands in. 2-1, Rough Riders out in front of the top of the fifth. Started out with low A Lake Elsinore, played 48 games there. Played 9 games with Fort Wayne at the high A level, hitting just .200 with a .472 OPS. And now reports are that he's going to be promoted to Double-A San Antonio. The pitch home. A bunt back to the hill. Krauth's got it, and he slings it on to first in time to get Vivas 2 away. Diego Cartaya stands in now. 2-1 Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. So how about that? He's going to be a 17-year-old in AA. And the first time that a 17-year-old has played at the AA level, here's the wind back of the pitch to Cartaya. He swings and rams it into left center field. Carter on the run, just out of his reach, bounces in there, and he cuts it off before it reaches the warning track. Fires into second. Cartaya slides into second base, and he's in there with a double. His third hit today. So Diego Cartaya doubles with two outs in the fifth inning, and Emmanuel Vargas stands in. Six pitches into the fifth inning. Runner at second with two outs, and Emmanuel Vargas, who's one for two today, is the left-handed batter. So it's the first time a 17-year-old will have played at the AA level since a young man came to the Rough Riders back in 2014. That was Michael De La Cruz. Or the pitch is just low, one ball, no strikes. Excuse me, Michael De Leon, who ended up playing with the Rough Riders all the way through 2019. And his third in franchise history in games played here in Frisco. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch down low and inside, one ball and one strike. So Michael De Leon came to Frisco as a 17-year-old, and now Ethan Salas will join that bunch. Very small fraternity. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 1-1. It's just low, and it's two balls and one strike. Congratulations to Ethan Salas. We will not see the San Antonio Missions the rest of the season. It feels like we saw them every other week in the first couple months. There's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Misses down in the dirt, and it's three balls and one strike. But we'll certainly be keeping a tab on Ethan Salas and how he's doing, a top 15 prospect in all of baseball. Native of Kissimmee, Florida. He signed as a 16-year-old out of Venezuela. The pitch is over for a strike, and it's 3-2. Good bloodlines as well. His brother Jose Salas is 20 years old, playing currently with Cedar Rapids and the Twins organization. The pitch is grounded foul right side. It's 3-2, so if all goes well with those two brothers, could be seeing a Jose Salas and Ethan Salas matchup here at the AA level next year with Wichita and San Antonio. Runner at second, two outs, three balls and two strikes on Emmanuel Vargas. Krauth kicks it home. Outside, ball four, and two aboard with two out now in the fifth inning for Tulsa. Cody Hosey makes his way to the plate. Nick Krauth working on 65 pitches in this start. And Grant Wolfram is warming out of the bullpen down the left field line for the Rough Riders. Cody Hosey, a sacrifice fly in the first inning. He bounced out to a fielder's choice in the third. And time called John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, walks softly out towards the hill to go chat with Nick Krauth. He's been pretty efficient with his pitches, despite allowing a lot of base runners tonight. Tulsa has had seven hits, though they've just scored one time, and that's thanks to them stranding five on the base paths. Goble going out and chatting with Capers, the catcher, in addition to Nick Krauth. Haven't seen them go very extended on Nick Krauth this year. He's had opportunities to go deeper in ball games, but they want to keep that pitch count pretty low. His highest number of pitches this year, 84. That was back on July 27th in Wichita. Earlier in this series, he threw 81 pitches, and usually the second time that a pitcher throws in a series, they're on a limited pitch count. Here's the first pitch to Hosey. He chops it to the third baseman. CC picks it off to his left and tags out the runner Cartaya coming to third. So almost an instant replay of what happened back in the third inning with a ground out to third by Hosey. And C's tagging the bag for the final out. This time he tags the runner and strands two. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Drillers in this series finale. Rough Riders leading 2-1, and Kellen Strom starts things off for Frisco against a new pitcher on the mound for Tulsa. It's Trevor Betancourt who takes over, and the right-hander goes to work against Kellen Strom. Just outside, one ball and no strikes. Nick Frasso goes four innings in his start, allowing two runs, both of them earned on four hits. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and Betancourt offers. Check swing, strike called outside corner, 1-1. Frasso struck out five and walked three in his start. Full side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Strom, and the pitch home. Fly ball foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes. They play Strom to the opposite field in the outfield defensively. Trevor Betancourt making his second appearance in the series. The San Jose, California native, 6'195", pounds out on the mound, and is 29 years old. The 1-2 pitch. Misses down in the dirt with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. UC Santa Barbara product was previously a draft pick of the Phillies back in 2016 in the 25th round. Came to the Dodgers on a free agent deal. 2-2. High and inside. Missed with a heater, and it's three balls and two strikes. So far this season at the AA level is 31st appearance. Payoff pitch on the way to Kellen. Swinging a chopper right back to the hill on one high hop. Takes him to his left with his momentum. Turns an underhand, flips it onto first for the out. One away. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. First time that Strom has been retired today. Zavala reached on a walk back in the third, struck out in the first. This year with Tulsa, 4-0, a 4.71 ERA. He delivers. Bounces down in the dirt, one ball, no strikes. 2 runs on 4 hits for the Rough Riders and no errors. 1 run on 7 hits and 1 error for the Drillers. Zavala stands back in. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. Breaking ball, inside corner, a strike, 1-1. Special thanks to Emily listening in to today's broadcast here in Frisco. The pitch in. Inside corner, a called strike on Zavala, and it's 1-2. Big Rough Riders fan. Emily and Josh, how about that? Same name as you, Josh.
How about that?
Seem like big Rough Riders fans.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Check swing on a high offering, and he went around for strike three. So Aaron Zavala strikes out swinging, and it's the first strikeout for Trevor Betancourt. Two outs, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. One for two with a single and a run scored in the second. Frisco carrying this 2-1 advantage into the bottom of the fifth inning, and the pitch home. Breaking ball, tap in the ground, third base side, backhanded shortstop Diaz throws off balance to first base and just gets him at first. What a play. Now on a run, backhanded the ball, and from deep short, threw it on a hop for the out, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Next, it's the Rough Riders 2, the Drillers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Top of the sixth inning, and Grant Wolfram is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Nick Kraut done in his start, and he's in line for the victory today, with the Rough Riders leading by a score of 2-1. Wolfram has been fantastic as of late. He has not allowed a single run in the month of August. And his successes go back even further. He deals with Luis Diaz. There's a look in by the left-hander, and the first pitch on the way. There's a fly ball into center field, shallow. Evan Carter coming in. He's got it measured and makes the catch. One away. One pitch, one out, and Carson Taylor stands in here in the sixth inning. Wolfie has been arguably the best reliever in the Texas League this year. He's 8-0 with the Rough Riders, and not that win-loss really matters at all, especially wins from a pitcher's side of things. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes, but Wolfram has been in the thick of things when it comes to not allowing runs, period. He's gone 10 straight appearances without allowing a run. The 1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes, and it's not like he's just going one inning every single time either. ...17 innings over that stretch. The pitch home. Inside corner, a strike. 2-1. With a big left-hander, fastball, curveball, and slider mostly. He has a change that he'll work in every now and again, but it's mostly those pitches. And he'll go four-seam and two-seam fastballs. 2-1 offering to Taylor. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner. 2-2. Been a really big part of this Rough Riders bullpen this year. The last time he allowed a run was back on July 14th at Amarillo on a solo home run. And nothing since. His ERA has dropped from 3.13 all the way down to 1.85. 2-2 offering. Low off the outside corner. We're full at 3-2, missing with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He stands 6'8" up on the mound. He readies from the stretch, a pull-side shift behind him for the left-handed batter. Payoff home. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him with the slider on the inside corner. And the big lefty picks up strikeout number one for the second out of the sixth inning. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it. A perfectly located slider. Belt high, inside corner, maybe just above the belt. You can hear some dogs barking. It's Bark in the Park. Third Riders field tonight. First pitch to Josh Stowers. There's a drive out to left field, deep towards the corner, and it's gone. Josh Stowers in his return to Riders Field. It's his fifth home run of the season. And the former Rough Rider, who hit plenty of home runs during his time here in Frisco, he cashes in and hits it out of the ballpark. We're tied at two. A jolt at 100 miles an hour off the bat, 368 feet. He gets his former teammate Wolfram. And Ismael Alcantara stands in from the right side. The first pitch is grounded foul up the left field side. It's 0-1. Stowers, who was a 2020 player with the Rough Riders in 2021, with 20 home runs and 21 steals. Didn't quite have as effective of a season last year, but still was a healthy contributor. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-2. And he hits 31st home run, I should say, near a Rough Riders team or wearing their uniform. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Check swing on a pitch low of the zone, and he did not go around. It's 1-2. Here in Riders Field alone, it's his 14th career homer in this ballpark. Josh Stowers ties the game at 2-2, and Nick Routh is no longer in line for the win. One-two pitch on the way to Ismael Alcantara, and he swings and misses on a pitch down low and inside for strike three. The second strikeout for Wolfie, but Tulsa has tied the game on a solo homer by Josh Stowers. No run or one run on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the sixth inning next, tied at two. It's time for trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Drillers tied at one after the Josh Stowers solo homer for Tulsa. And the Rough Riders now will try to take the lead right back. Brainerd Chavez starts it off for the Rough Riders against Trevor Betancourt. And the mustachioed right-hander delivers on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. All right, it's time for trivia. We usually try to do this day in baseball history. We're not doing that for today's trivia question. The 1-0, or the 0-1, I should say, is fouled back, and it's 0-2 now. So, Josh, it's Throwback Sunday.
Yep.
What was the first year for the Frisco Rough Riders?
2003.
That is correct. So with that in mind today, I am asking you to name all the winners of the major awards in 2003 in Major League Baseball.
Oh, so boy.
MVP, Cy Young, and then if you can, Rookies of the Year and Managers of the Year. The pitch. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Vargas giving chase to the warning track. It's over his head, and it hits off the warning track. Chavez into second with a double to lead things off here in the sixth inning. Well, Vargas kind of pulled up late on that one, and I guess he thought he couldn't get there. And here's Chris Cease now, as Chavez has his second double in a Riders uniform this year. Chris Cease stands in, tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning. All right, we'll start with American League MVP. 2003.
Oh, boy.
I can give you the team. That's your biggest kind of hint I can give you.
Let me see. Was Mark McGwire in the A's? I don't know if he won an MVP around there.
Oh, boy. We are off to a bad start,
Josh.
The pitch is off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Mark McGwire was not with the A's in 2003. He was traded from the A's in 1997.
It was that early?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Remember, he set the home run record with the Cardinals in 1998.
Of course.
The pitch home. Cease drills it into center field. Right at Alcantara. He races back, makes the catch. Chavez tags from second, heads into third, and he slides in safely ahead of the throw. So a productive out from Chris Cease. And there's one away for Scott Capers in the nine hole. Tied at two, and a sac fly could give the Rough Riders the lead here. Texas Rangers, MVP.
Rafael Palmeiro.
No.
Michael Young.
No.
Ian Kinsler.
No. Way bigger name.
Jose Canseco.
Bigger than that. Infield
Josh,
in.
Josh Hamilton.
Not Josh Hamilton. Here's the stretch and the pitch in. Low off the outside corner. Check swing. He went around. It's 0-1.
Alex Rodriguez.
There it is.
Okay.
National League MVP.
Barry Bonds.
There it is. Yep. Okay.
Good.
So perfect. American League Cy Young.
Oh, boy. Pedro Martinez.
No. It's a good guess, though.
Thank you.
He finished third. Betancourt steps off.
Kurt Schilling. No, I think he was with the Diamondbacks that year. Can't remember.
I think he was with the Diamondbacks. Toronto Blue Jays. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner. He was able to hold up on the check swing, and it's 1-1. So runner at third. One down in the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at two.
Who was the 0-1?
Roy Halladay.
Oh, of course.
A Hall of Famer. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-2. National League Cy Young. This is tough.
Ah, man.
It's a reliever. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Reliever won it.
One, two offering to Capers. Swinging a roller to third. Hosey's got it. Fires on home, and Chavez is tagged out of the plate. Contact play was on, and Chavez was out by a mile at home. Cody Hosey throws him out. It's a fielder's choice that goes 5-2. Capers at first base, two down. Top of the order for Jax Biggers. And we're going to get a mound visit, and we're going to get a pitching change. Juan Apodaca comes out of the dugout, and he motions down to the bullpen, and he gets Ben Harris. So we'll step aside for the pitching change. Tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning, two down. And a runner at first on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field after the pitching change, it's Ben Harris who takes over on the mound for Trevor Betancourt. The Rough Riders with an opportunity to take the lead. We're still tied at two, but Freiner Chavez was thrown out at home by Cody Hosey on a ground ball to third. Scott Capers reached on the fielder's choice. He's at first base with two down. And Jax Biggers is at the plate for the Rough Riders, again tied at two after Josh Stowers hit a solo home run at the top of the sixth inning to not us right here. Biggers has reached twice today, hit by a pitch and walked. Left on left, here's the stretch and the offering in to Biggers. It's a breaking ball low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. All right, we're still doing trivia here with Josh. Do you want to try to guess the NL Cy Young reliever in 2003?
I can try to guess.
The offering in on the 1-0. High and inside, 2-0.
Rob Nen?
It's not Rob Nen.
Trevor Hoffman?
No.
Okay,
that's a good guess.
I don't know. Who is it?
Eric Gagne.
Oh, yeah.
For
he had
the Dodgers.
A great year at the Dodgers.
67 games finished, 55 saves. 2-0. High and inside. Three balls and no strikes. A 1-2-0 ERA. Still didn't deserve the Cy Young because no reliever should. But if there is one, he deserved it for sure. The 3-0 pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 3-1. You want to try Rookie of the Years, or is that tough? It is really tough.
Oof, man.
If you get anyone in the top five, I'll give it to you. 3-1. Inside corner, a strike, 3-2. How about American League?
I'm probably going to get the wrong. I mean, I don't know who specifically was a rookie.
Yeah. It's hard.
I know guys were young around that time, but I don't know who had their rookie year, specifically 03. Who was AL Rookie of the Year there?
Angel Barroa.
Really? You
were
the rookie
Royals.
Year?
Yeah. 3-2, runner goes. It's outside, ball four. Capers down to second. Biggers aboard on the walk, and here's Evan Carter with a runner in scoring position now.
How many times have we had a trivia question where one of the 10 backgrounds on my phone was the right answer and I didn't know it? Because Angel Barroa is one of them. I didn't know he was the rookie year in 03. I didn't know that. I just like to have random baseball players as my phone background. I'm learning something about the guys I have on my phone. I didn't know that about it.
Pitch home to Evan Carter. Fouled away back behind home, 0-1. Runners at first and second, two down. Bottom of the sixth inning, tied at two. All right, NL Rookie of the Year in 2003 for the Florida Marlins.
Luis Castillo.
It's not Luis Castillo.
I was already thinking him even before, but...
Wow.
And he was with the Marlins.
It's a pitcher. 0-1. Top shelf and strike. 0-2.
Dontrell Willis.
It is Dontrell Willis. And then manager of the year would be really tough.
I don't even know. I mean, Dusty Baker, Mike Socha, I don't know.
0-2. This is up high, and it's one ball and two strikes. It is Tony Pena for the Kansas City Royals. And Jack McKeon for Florida.
All right, I give myself a C-minus, maybe D-plus on those. That's probably generous.
There were some tough ones in there.
But those are good. I like those questions. I think we'll have to switch it up. I'm going to
like
give
that.
You a few trivia
next week.
You'll miss me in Midland. I'm not coming with, so no trivia next week. That'll be too bad.
Yeah,
but
too bad.
Next homestand, I'll give you a couple.
All right, I love it. Let's do it.
Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes. The center fielder was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second inning to force in a run. He's 0-2 today. He's hit safely in seven consecutive games. Here's the left-hander's 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes with Trevor Hover looming on deck. Juan Apodaca, the acting manager for Tulsa, choosing to go to a left-hander to face the top three in this order, who are all left-handers. Runners will take off on this offering. Here's the payoff. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's still three balls, two strikes. And runners will hustle back in. Capers at second and Biggers at first. The lack of speed for Capers at second mitigated by taking off on this pitch here. So he should be able to score on a base hit to center field. The stretch once again of the payoff pitch. Swinging a foul in and out of the glove of Cartaya back behind home once again, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Rough Riders fans sticking around postgame for fireworks today. Fireworks every Friday and Sunday, and we'll also have fireworks coming up on September 4th on Monday. It's Labor Day. Fireworks that night. Runners take their leads from first and second. They take off on the 3-2. Low, ball four, and the bases are loaded again. Frisco had the bases loaded in the second inning, got just one run out of it, and now with Trevor Hover up once again, he has a little opportunity at redemption. He struck out in the second with the bases loaded, and he struck out in the fourth with a runner at second base. A mound visit here by Ryan Denick, the pitching coach. Tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Great scoring opportunity here for Frisco. In this game so far today, the Rough Riders are just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Talking to manager Carlos Cardoza, that's been a huge point of emphasis for Frisco, is hitting with runners in scoring position and making sure they take care of those base runners on the pond. Been able to do that today, but good opportunity to wipe that all clean here. Tied at two. Mound visit over. Trevor Hover in from the left side. 1-for-3 today with a single back in the first. Bags full. Ben Harris stretches and fires home. A fly ball out to left field with some carry. Vargas going back. He's at the warning track, and it lands in the corner of foul ball. Oh, just foul. It went out of our viewing area down the left side as the seats get in our way. We can't see the foul line. And so you just look towards home plate umpire Ben Engstrand, and he signaled a foul ball. There's no way for us to say how close it was. It looked pretty darn close from here, though. Maybe a few feet. The entire bullpen was pointing fair.
Yeah, yeah. I think they should overrule. If a majority of the relievers say fair, it's more than the umpires.
Yeah, absolutely.
0-1 on Hover. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And Hover has been going to the opposite field and using the middle of the field so well this season. He almost did there as well for what probably would have been a bases-clearing triple, or a double, I should say. The 1-1. Shuttles high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Good speed at second and first. Out of this bases-loaded situation, the 2-1 pitch to Hover. A fly ball into left center field, hanging up in the air for Vargas, who comes in under it. And he puts it away for the final out of the sixth inning. So the Rough Riders are 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position today, and the game remains tied at two. Top of the seventh inning next, Josh Warden takes over on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a staff. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Tulsa Drillers have two runs on eight hits and one error. And the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs on five hits and no errors. Top of the order for the Drillers, Austin Galvier to the plate. Against the left-hander, Grant Wolfram returns for another inning out of the Rough Riders' bullpen. The lefty comes set, and his second inning of work begins with a breaking ball for a strike. Wolfram pitched last inning, allowed the tying run. A solo homer by Josh Stowers, and thus the 2-2 score. The 0-1 delivery, a fly ball over the right side. Probably not enough foul ground to hold it. Zavala running in. The right fielder just runs out of real estate. Hit the front of the railing. And he came up on the side wall. He would have to kind of curl around where it corners and juts out to the right. And have the ability to get in front of it, make the catch, and a strike two on Austin Galvier. He's 2-for-3 today. A couple base hits yesterday. And, in fact, has 7 hits over the last 3 games. He's behind 0-2 with the bases empty. Grant Wolfram looking in. Comes set with his glove next to his chest. He works in. A ground ball right toward short. Rolls into the glove of Biggers. Weird hop, but he handles it fine. Throws to first in time. Austin Galvier grounds out. And now it's Yorbit Vivas for the Drillers in a tie ball game. 2-2 score. I'm just rolling on the dirt in a little bit of a skee ball action, but Biggers was able to field it cleanly. Goes back and smooths out the dirt with his cleat. Make sure that doesn't happen again. Vivas at the plate, hitting for the left side. One out, nobody on. The first pitch is above and ball one. Vivas 0-for-3 today. Tried to bunt his last at-bat and was put out by Nick Krauth. Pretty good start for Krauth, a no decision. Just one run allowed in 5 innings, scattering 7 hits. The 1-0 delivery. Just off the inside, and now 2-0. Krauth did well to avoid the walks. Only one of those today. Frisco has been struggling a bit with the free passes. 11 walks yesterday by Frisco pitchers, but better today. The 2-0 pitch. Saddles in, a breaking ball in there for strike one. 2 balls and a strike. Been the opposite of what Frisco has done. It's been a tendency lately for Frisco to draw a lot of walks, or all season really, first in the league in walks. Offensively, the 2-1 pitch, hard grounder foul up the right side. It's 2-2. It's not only over the season they lead the league in walks. Last week, the Rough Riders drew more walks than any other team in the Texas League, drew 35 walks over the 6 games. But this week, entering tonight, they've already walked 35 themselves, 36 now, including the one tonight. 2-2 the count from Grant Wolfram. He deals. A check swing. He held back. Vivas now has ball three. And a full count from Grant Wolfram with one out and the bases empty. Better pitching last week. The Rough Riders had two shutouts as a pitching staff in Corpus Christi. Of the three shutouts in the Texas League, the other one was by their opponent. Frisco got shut out once, but had two shutouts of their own pitching-wise. Time is called. We'll set for the 3-2 pitch once again. Grant Wolfram back in the slab. And the 6'8 southpaw comes set. Here's the payoff. It is inside slider that didn't quite come back over the inside corner. And just the second walk of the day for Frisco pitchers. Nick Krauth had the only other one. And that was in his final inning of work. Gone out of that frame, stranding a couple runners. The Rough Riders have left seven drillers on the base paths today. While the Rough Riders have stranded 10 today, including left the bases loaded in the last inning. One out and a runner on. Diego Cartaya steps in. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch. Cuts down and in for ball one. Excellent day for the young catcher, Cartaya. One of the top prospects in the Dodgers organization. Has three hits today. A double, his most recent hit. A 1-0 toss from Grant Wolfram. It's at the kneecaps. And now the count comes even, one ball and one strike. Cartaya's best numbers are in his slugging. He's not hit for contact a whole lot this year, just a 185 batting average coming into tonight. But a team leading 17 long balls on the year. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip. It's now strike two on Cartaya. Today he hasn't left the yard, but he has hit for contact and not just weak base hits, an extra base hit, and then a pair of singles that were off the bat at 103 and 105. So he has driven the ball today. He's behind in the count from Wolfram. Wolfram, one ball, two strikes. Here is the pitch from Grant. Working from the stretch, actually throws over to first, and he gets Vivas back to the bag. He's the runner at first with one out. He does lead the team in stolen bases. Orbit Vivas 21 for 25 on the season. Takes a decent-sized lead from first. A 1-2 pitch. A broken back grounder towards short. Biggers works around it. Gloves throws to second for one. The turn on to first in time from Chavez. Inning ending, 6-4-3 twin killing. Biggers to Chavez to Hatcher. And the Rough Riders get out of it. Facing the minimum, Grant Wolfram rolls a double play ball. And it's still a tie ball game, 2-2, into the home half of the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Frisco, Texas. Thanks so much for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Should be a fun game. It's a tie score with Kellen Strom to lead off against new pitcher Jake Pilarski. 25-year-old from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is making his 17th appearance for the Tulsa Drillers this year. All of them relief outings. An ERA of 5.09 for the right-hander. A record of 1-0. Also pitched with the Great Lakes Loons this year. High A level at a 1.42, or pardon me, a 0.71 ERA. And his high A tenure this year. Right-handed pitcher against right-handed batter Kellen Strom, who's 2-for-3 today. Tie score, bottom of the seventh. And the inning begins. We got the pitch in the dirt, ball one from Pilarski. Infield shifted a bit, pull side. Second baseman Vivas towards the bag. Outfield playing the opposite way for Strom to take it to right field. Shifted just a bit that direction. Here's the 1-0. Another fastball. This one scratches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. 96 miles an hour on the gun from Pilarski. Also pitched on Thursday against the Rough Riders. His 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball under the zone. It's 2-1. He went two-thirds of an inning and got hit around a bit. Three hits, one earned run. Tulsa ended up winning that game, however, 3-2. 2-1 delivery from Pilarski. And misses low and away on another breaking ball. It's 3-1. Just activated off the injured list. He had not pitched since July 1st. And then was put back on the active roster this series. His second outing of the week. 3-1 to Strom. He checks his swing and he makes contact. A foul ball. It almost hit Strom. And he's disappointed that he doesn't have ball four, as that pitch was inside and a touch high. And Strom didn't mean to make contact, but he did start to swing, and it clipped off the thin part of the bat and stayed right near home plate. A foul ball. It's now 3-2. Leadoff man in the seventh inning. Time is called before the payoff. Strom was the first batter to face Trevor Betancourt, the reliever who came in the fifth inning. And he grounded out back to the pitcher, the only time he's been retired today. He has an RBI single and a bunt single. Third time he's let off an inning today. 3-2. Pilarski is set with his black glove next to his chin. Here's the deal. It is low and outside, not by much, but a good take from Kellen Strom. And he draws a leadoff walk. Sixth walk of the day for the Rough Riders batters. They've conceded just two as a pitching staff. And the go-ahead run is on the bases for Frisco. So Aaron Zavala to the plate, a walk and a pair of K's today for the left-hand hitter. Third baseman Hosey comes in. Middle infield playing not quite at the back of the dirt, but not playing in either. First pitch is inside, ball one. First baseman Taylor holding on Strom at first base. Kellen has the ability to run. He's 9-for-12 in stolen bases. Not taking a huge lead. 1-0 to Zavala. A line drive back up the box. It lands in the grass and skipped into center field. Base hit for Aaron Zavala. Rolled it through the grass. Pretty hard hit ball. 101 miles an hour off the bat. And it landed just in front of home plate. Skipped through the infield. Line drive back to past the mound, I should say, and into center field. Base hit. And Aaron Zavala gets his first knock of the day. Moves Strom up to second base. And the Rough Riders in business in the seventh inning. Tie score, 2-2. Josh Hatcher, left-hand hitter, has an RBI opportunity. Third baseman Hosey still playing in. First toss. He shows bunt. Pulls back. He was in the dirt and inside. And a good snag from Cartaya to field it with the glove, even though he's skipping into his mitt and looked Zavala back to first base. So the Rough Riders considering a sacrifice bunt. Hatcher has the bat over his shoulder here for the 1-0. He shows bunt and makes contact. Puts it back in front of the plate. Tough play. The pitcher Pilarski throws to first and gets the out. It's a successful sacrifice bunt for Josh Hatcher. And now the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run at third base and two in scoring position. Good work from Josh Hatcher. Almost got a base hit out of it. And he does get both runners ahead 90 feet. Franier Chavez now has runners at second to third and faces the infield playing in. Outfield playing straight up. No wind. One out. Tie score in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Chavez flicks it over the left side to the seats. Switch hitting infielder for the Rough Riders. Has three RBIs this series, none today. A walk, a double, a strikeout this evening for Franier Chavez. 0-1 the count from Pilarski. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's way outside, ball one. 1-1 the count to Chavez. Got his first extra base hit of the series last inning. Led off with a double. Was later on tagged out at the plate on a ground ball. His fourth hit of the series. The 1-1 pitch with two in scoring position. Is chopped foul off of Cartaya. And the catcher is in some pain here. As his palms on the dirt and on his knees. Cartaya took the foul ball off his lower body. And the young catcher right off the right knee has the shin guard that covers most of that knee, but it looked like it clipped off the top of the guard. And even if it hit the guard, it was still somewhat jarring for Cartaya to take it off the right knee. He's back up onto his feet now, but a little bit worse for the wear. Franier Chavez went back to check on him. Nothing he can do at this point. Foul ball off of Cartaya. Two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. In the home half of the seventh inning. A tie score, two runs apiece. Cartaya still talking with the athletic trainer, Jesse Guffey. Goes into his crouch a couple times just to see if he can move around like normal. It looks like he'll be able to stay in the game. Well, good to see. Glad that Cartaya is okay enough to continue. Rough Riders with a walk and a single to begin this inning, then a sacrifice bunt for Josh Hatcher. And now Franier Chavez at the plate, the infield playing in. One ball, two strikes, and one out. Can the Rough Riders retake the lead in the home stretch of the series finale? Pilarski's 1-2 pitch is outside. Cartaya slides over to glove it in the opposite batter's box. It's 2-2. Chris Cease is on deck. The Rough Riders hope to take the lead on Chavez's at-bat. One out and a 2-2 count. Here comes Pilarski. A ground ball right side, and it's just foul. Franier Chavez almost grounded that one over the first base bag. Would have gotten assuredly one and almost definitely two RBIs out of it. Taylor, the first baseman, playing in, but off the line by a good two or three strides. And had no chance to get to that one, but it was foul by about 2 feet. 2-2 remains the count to Chavez. Pilarski comes set once again. He kicks. It's outside again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. This inning began with a full count. Kellen Strom drew a walk. Aaron Zavala singled after that. They're at third base and second, respectively. Huge lead for Zavala from second. The payoff pitch to Franier Chavez. It is low, ball four, and the bases are now loaded. Good at-bat for Franier Chavez to encounter two-strike pitch after two-strike pitch. Ended up seeing four of those. And he draws a walk. Chris Cease has the bases juiced. But he'll have to wait for a moment. Ryan Denick, the pitching coach, waltzes out of the dugout. And will have a conversation with Jake Pilarski. Tie game in the seventh inning. The Rough Riders had the first lead of this game. Or have taken a lead. Tulsa took a 1-0 advantage in the first inning. Frisco tied it in the bottom half and then took the lead in the second inning. Rough Riders held that lead until the sixth inning when Tulsa tied it on a Josh Stowers home run. And it's been 2-2 over the last inning. And Chris East could change that right here. One out, bases juiced. Kellen Strom at third, Aaron Zavala at second, Franier Chavez is at first. After the mound visit, Jake Pilarski is ready to go. Looks into Diego Cartaya, and he comes set. The righty deals in to Chris Cease. It's in the dirt, ball one. A righty-righty duel with Cease at the plate, 0-3 on the evening. Had two base hits yesterday, his first multi-hit effort in the month of August. And his fifth double of the month yesterday. Wiggles the tan bat over his shoulder. And the 1-0 deal. A high fly ball to center field. Charged well. Alcantara running back. He's able to run there and make the catch. Strom tags and scores easily. And the Rough Riders retake the lead. A sacrifice fly. Chris Cease provides a 3-2 advantage for the Rough Riders. 99 miles an hour off the bat, and even though it didn't get down into the grass in deep left center field, Alcantara had no chance to get Kellen Strom, who jogs in, and the Rough Riders are back in front. Chris Cease does his job. Two outs in the inning now. Zavala stayed at second. Franier Chavez still at first. Scott Capers the batter. 3-2 Frisco in the seventh inning. First pitch to Capers. A swing and a whiff from him, it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders come back to reclaim the lead one inning after they gave it up. 3-2 Rough Riders. Only one hit on the inning, but that's been enough. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball near the batting helmet of Capers. It's now 1-1. Top of the order awaits Jax Biggers, hopes for an at-bat in the seventh inning. The Rough Riders scoring for the first time since the second frame. 1-1 from Pilarski. He looks back at second and comes home. Fastball grounded, third base, grass foul. And a nice backhanded snag by Carlos Cardoza near the third base coaching box. And underhands it to Kaber Rodriguez, who's getting the day off today. One ball, two strikes to the right-hand hitting Scott Capers. 0-3 on the evening. Here's the two-strike pitch from Pilarski. A ground ball again foul towards Cardoza, and the skipper lets it go this time towards the Frisco dugout, and still 1-2. The Rough Riders giving a one-run advantage for the bullpen. The Rough Riders had pretty good pitching out of the pen yesterday. Four out of the five relievers did not allow a run, but there was a six-inning outburst for Tulsa late in the ballgame. Frisco hoping for a bigger lead. Here's the 1-2. It's in the dirt, skips away, and both runners will advance. Cartaya sees it off his chest protector to the backstop. And now runners at second and third for the Rough Riders. Chavez into scoring position. Aaron Zavala moves over to third. And now Zavala wishes he may have advanced to third on that sacrifice fly that took Alcantara deep to left center. Didn't want to risk the final out of the inning. If he had gotten to third, that could have scored another run. But still a chance to increase the one-run lead. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt again, this time blocked by Cartaya with his glove. Not sure if he's moving quite as well as he was earlier in the inning. He took a foul ball off the knee. And that last wild pitch, he hit it with his chest protector, but caromed sideways to the backstop. And that one, he just tried to glove it and was successful in doing so, but he didn't slide over to stop it. Now the home plate umpire Ben Engstrand calls time and is talking with Cartaya. Now we're ready to go. Cartaya back into his crouch. Agrees on a sign with Pilarski. Three balls, two strikes, two in scoring position, and two outs. Here's the pitch. A line drive left side into the outfield. It lands for a base hit. Zavala scores. Around from second. The throw is in time to get the trail runner Chavez. And the inning comes to a close. Vargas guns him down from left field. The Rough Riders do get one run out of it. Carlos Cardoza disagrees with the call. Maybe thought that Cartaya blocked the play. Zavala scored easily. And Cartaya able to get the out. Yeah, Chavez had to kind of change his path. And I think Cardoza thought maybe it should have been an interference call. Either way, it's a two-run inning. The Rough Riders have the lead. RBI base hit for Scott Capers. It's 4-2 Frisco into the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Frank, or which one do you go through, Danny?
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram is now the pitcher of record for the Rough Riders, and he's still working out of the Frisco bullpen. The Rough Riders pull ahead in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 4-2 Frisco. And the left-hander back to work for the Rough Riders into the top of the eighth inning. Emanuel Vargas, who prevented the lead getting bigger for Frisco, he had an outfield assist to end the seventh inning. It was an RBI base hit for Scott Capers, and almost a two RBI hit. Vargas threw out Franier Chavez at the plate, and now Vargas leads off the eighth inning at the dish. Top of the eighth inning, Frisco 4, Tulsa 2. Lefty-lefty matchup to begin the inning. Wolfram's first toss over the middle of the plate, and strike one on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Vargas a single, a walk, a strikeout today. Outfield plays him straight up. No wind right now here in this nice Sunday evening. The 0-1 pitch. Big cut and a miss from Vargas. It's 0-2. Fireworks after tonight's ball game. Only a few more Fridays and Sundays left to see fireworks. Always have a fireworks show on those 2 days of the week, and only two more weeks of home baseball remaining. Corpus Christi comes into town 9 days from now, and then the following week it's Northwest Arkansas. 0-2 pitch to Vargas. A swing and a miss. Wolfram sets him down on 3 pitches. Breaking ball low and away, and Vargas could not get it. To Grant Wolfram, who got a double play to end last inning, now has 3 outs over the last 4 pitches that he's thrown. And I think that's going to be all. Comes in to face one batter in this inning. Gets a lefty-lefty out. He did his job. And he hopes to hang on for another win. He's 8-0 on the year, and it's up to the rest of the Frisco bullpen to try to maintain the lead. A pitching change here in the eighth inning, with the Rough Riders leading 4-2 over the Tulsa Drillers. It'll be Justin Slate when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
After the lefty Grant Wolfram exits, it's a right-hander Justin Slayton enters this ballgame with a two-run lead in the eighth inning. Enjoying a good season, 3.46 ERA for the right-hander from the Lone Star State. And Justin Slayton faces a right-hand hitter Cody Hosey, the batter. One out in the inning, base is clear. First pitch, it's a breaking ball low and outside. It's 1-0. Slayton operates with a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a curveball. A native of Hallsville, Texas, about 50 miles west of Shreveport, 140 miles or so east of here. A 1-0 deal from Slayton. Up and tight. Cody Hosey turns away from it, and it's 2-0. Good day for Grant Wolfram. He did allow the tying run on a home run, but settled down after that and is now the pitcher of record with the Rough Riders taking the lead last inning. The 2-0 toss, and that's in for a strike. Ball to make it 2-1. Wolfram struck out Emanuel Vargas to begin this inning and concluded his day. So his final line is 2 1/3 innings, one hit. 2-1 pitch, a check swing. Hosey went around. Just kidding. On appeal, he held back. I don't think the dugout for Frisco liked it, but it's called ball three. Grant Wolfram, 2 1/3 innings, one hit, one run. Struck out three. Here's the 3-1 delivery. And that's underneath the zone, ball four. Justin Slayton walks the first man he sees. And now the tying run comes to the plate for the Drillers. Right after a two-run inning for the Rough Riders to jump out in front of Tulsa here in the series finale. Tulsa puts on a runner with one away. Luis Diaz climbs in. 0-for-3 on the day. Right-hand hitter waves the bat around a couple of times, and here comes Slayton. A fastball inside, and it's ball one. Diaz has a home run earlier this series. He was 5-for-11 this week coming into tonight. But nothing doing so far. He's put the ball in play all three times, but gotten out. A 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball outside from Slayton, and it's 2-0. Slayton's fourth year in minor league baseball, second year with the Rough Riders. Through 50 innings last year in a Frisco uniform. At a 6.93 ERA, but about half that this season. The 2-0, a fly ball to right field. Zavala runs in, now runs back. He's able to get there, and he makes the grab. A fly out to right field for Luis Diaz, and the runner at first, Cody Hosey, stays put. And now two outs in the inning. Justin Slayton faces Carson Taylor. So the first batter of this inning was a lefty. Grant Wolfram got him out. The southpaw exited, and Slayton would face two right-handers next. He walked one and got the other one out. Now he has to face a left-hander and Carson Taylor. The first pitch into the first baseman, Taylor. A grounder foul on the first base side. He singled the opposite way for his one base hit today. He was robbed of a base knock by Evan Carter on a flyout. And struck out looking by Grant Wolfram his last at-bat. A slightly better series this week for Taylor than last week. He went 0-for-20 a week ago and has struggled a bit. He's 2-for-15 this series, but a modest improvement. I'm sure better days are ahead for Taylor, who's hitting 212 on the season. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's underneath the zone, 1-1. Frisco leading at 4-2. It's been good pitching today against a Tulsa team that has hit really well. I mentioned Taylor's numbers that are a little bit lower, but of the other guys, basically everyone has an on-base plus slugging this week that's average or better. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. It's 1-2. There's one guy who has a 749 OPS. It's right about league median. And then every other batter for Tulsa this series, the other nine guys who've gotten at bats, have an OPS of 800 or above. Anything in the 800s is pretty good. 900, really good. And 1,000 is just ridiculous for any stretch of time. You could do it for a week maybe, but that's very good. 1-2 delivery to Taylor. It's inside. Two balls, two strikes from Justin Slayton. Runner at first for the Drillers. 4-2 advantage for the Rough Riders in the top of the eighth. Hosey at first base. He's only attempted one steal this year. 2-2 pitch, a foul back. Taylor went after a high offering and a fastball and was able to reach out and make contact to stay alive. Two balls, two strikes. After the foul ball from Carson Taylor. Slayton is set and his delivery. A high drive to right field, hooking towards the foul pole, and it does go foul onto the concourse beyond the Tulsa bullpen. On a well-hit fly from Carson Taylor, but it was not straight enough to tie the score, but potentially had home run distance. But it's still just a 2-2 count to Carson Taylor. He has 8 home runs on the year. He got out in front of that pitch inside and yanked it foul. Two outs, runner at first for the Drillers in the top half of the eighth. Infield shifted to the pole side. Another 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball hit foul behind home plate. Towards Josh Stowers in the on-deck circle. Now Stowers comes up. He would be the go-ahead run. And he homered his last at-bat. It was a solo shot to tie the game. The Rough Riders have since scored 2 runs and have the advantage 4-2, albeit getting out hit by Tulsa today, 8-7 in that category. Another 2-2 delivery from Justin Slayton. It's high, ball 3. And now Cody Hosey can be off on the pitch. 2 outs and a full count. That could potentially score him on a double. Drillers with 1 double this evening. And the 2 teams with the most doubles in the Texas League this week. That's the Rough Riders and Drillers. They'd love one more right here. The payoff pitch to Taylor. A fly ball behind home, foul ball. Tulsa has 12 doubles, Frisco 11 this series. The main culprits have been Emanuel Vargas with 4 of them. Aaron Zavala has 3 for the Rough Riders. It's a lot of extra base hits this series, in particular doubles. Carson Taylor has a 3-2 count from Slayton. Runner at first is Hosey. He is off and running. The pitch is inside, ball 4. Justin Slayton didn't like the call. A borderline pitch, maybe just a bit inside on the curve, and now 2 runners aboard for the Drillers. Josh Stowers is the batter. Go-ahead runner now. Go-ahead run is at the plate. Right-hand hitter and the DH. John Goble walks out of the dugout, and the pitching coach makes a mound visit for Justin Slayton. So a big task for Justin to hold on to the lead. Top half of the eighth inning. He has walked 2, but has gotten a fly out, and one more good pitch could get him out of this inning. Slayton, who again is making now for Frisco this season his 30th appearance of the year and his 55th with the Rough Riders in his career. Been fun to watch him try to improve this season. Again, better numbers this year, down to a 3.46 ERA. His grandparents are big fans. Want to give a shout out Rodney and Linda, who watch most or all the games from Jasper, Texas. Looking to see their grandson get out of this jam and maintain the lead for the Rough Riders. 4-2 Frisco. And after the mound visit, Justin Slayton will be back to work against his former teammate and Josh Stowers. Stowers steps in from the right side. 2 outs and 2 on for the Drillers. Slayton's pitch. Breaking ball over the outer half. He's gone a lot of off-speed here in this outing. Mixing the slider, curve ball, mostly curve this evening for the former third-round pick. 0-1 the count to Josh Stowers. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back to the netting, and he's got 2 strikes on him right away. Stowers has had a great series. Came in with an OPS under 500, but an OPS this week of over 900 entering tonight, and he's got a home run today. Slayton's got him 0-2, tries to put him away. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball right in there, taken strike three. The inning is over. Justin Slayton works out of the jam, and the Rough Riders put a zero on the board in the top of the eighth. The Drillers down to their final three outs. The Rough Riders come up to look for some insurance at the bottom of the eighth. 4-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the eighth for the Frisco Rough Riders, leading 4-2. And the final time we will see Ricky Venasco pitch at Riders Field in 2023. The former Frisco Rough Rider, who was traded earlier this year to the Dodgers organization, enters out of the bullpen in the series finale, in the only series the Drillers and Rough Riders have this year. Facing Jax Biggers to begin the inning. First pitch. Just off the outside edge, a check swing, and Biggers did not make an attempt. It's ball one from the former 15th round selection, Ricky Venasco, 2017 draftee by the Rangers out of high school in Florida. 1-0 pitch right down the middle, and strike one on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Venasco with a 1.76 ERA with the Drillers ever since his trade. 1-1 pitch is lifted to center field. Alcantara jogging back, and the center fielder has plenty of room. And it lands in his glove for out number one. Good series for Ricky Venasco. Pitching back in his former home ballpark, it's his third appearance of the week. Against the Rough Riders, who lead at 4-2, Evan Carter is the next batter he'll face. It's Biggers, Carter, and Hover top of the order in the eighth inning. Trying for some insurance, 4-2 is the score over Tulsa. Righty-lefty deal. First pitch is down and in. Venasco pitched the ninth inning on the win Tuesday for the Drillers. Did not allow a run. And then he was the winning pitcher 2 days ago. A 1-0. So again, right down the heart of the plate. Strike one on Evan Carter, 1-1. One and a third inning. Struck out the side in order in his only full inning. And Venasco picked up the victory, his first of the season. 1-1 toss is in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to Carter. So Ricky Venasco, who has not allowed an earned run since his second appearance with the Drillers. This is his 12th since. The 2-1 pitch is under the knees, 3-1 to Carter.
It's funny thinking about two nights ago, like you just mentioned. You look up on the box score, you see Ricky Venasco with the win, Kevin Gowdy with the save, and the Rough Riders lose.
Two former Rough Riders. 3-1 is bottom of the zone, strike two. That's how it goes. Trades and free agency and roster movement. And seen a few times, not a ton this year, former Rough Riders, but the most of any series with Gowdy, Stowers, and Venasco. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Carter is down swinging, and Ricky Venasco strikes out another man. His fifth of the week against the Rough Riders. Against just the 10th batter he has encountered. Trevor Hover is next. 1-for-4 on the evening. 2-run lead for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Left-handed batter Hover at the dish. First pitch to him. A foul back to the screen. Benasco got the win 2 days ago on the Friday affair. And the Drillers won yesterday as well. So they've won back-to-back games, four out of the five so far. But the Rough Riders could close it out on a winning note if they hold on to this lead. The 0-1 is over the outer half and strike two. Rough Riders will likely call upon Antoine Kelly in the ninth inning looking for a save. Drillers will be down to their final three outs in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders will be up by at least two. Two outs and an 0-2 count to Hover. Benasco deals a fly ball foul towards Antoine Kelly in the Frisco bullpen. And it's still 0-2 on Hover. The Rough Riders haven't exploded offensively, but they've gotten enough runs today, 4-2. Another 0-2 toss to Trevor Hover. And it's inside, ball one. The Rough Riders, when they've scored runs, haven't always been the way they expected to. Tulsa's big crux or their thorn in their side this year has been stolen bases. They allowed their 200th of the season earlier this week. Here's the 1-2, and Hover swats it over the left side and into left field. Base hit. Takes a two-strike pitch and lets it travel. Hover fights it off towards left field and has his second hit of the day. Ricky Benasco allows just his second hit of the week. And now it's Kellen Strom continuing in the bottom of the eighth. 4-2 Frisco. Strom with two base hits and a walk today. The Rough Riders did get that 200th stolen base against the Drillers this year, but just 7-for-10 on the series. First pitch to Kellen Strom with a runner at first. A fly ball foul over the right side. The Rough Riders have not attempted a steal today, and Hover not likely to be running. He's only attempted two on the year. But it's crazy how many Tulsa has allowed. Over 200 on the season. The median when they hit 200 was 117 in the Texas League. That's a big disparity. The 0-1 toss. Strom again fouls it over the right side, this time more towards the Tulsa bullpen. It's 0-2. They were the first team in all of AA baseball to allow 200 steals on the season. So they've been decent this week in preventing stolen bases and winning the series here in Frisco. But the Rough Riders in front today. Hover takes his lead from first. The 0-2 pitch from Benasco is in there. Strike on a fastball. Strom is down looking, and Benasco strikes out another. Six Ks on the week for Ricky Benasco. And if that's the last pitch he throws here in Frisco, it's been a good week for the right-hander and former Rough Riders pitcher. Well, Antoine Kelly hopes to close it out. Zach Bigley has the call when we return. It's the Rough Riders 4 and the Drillers 2 into the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly out of the Rough Riders bullpen to go for the save. He has nine saves this year. He's converted in all nine of his opportunities, and he faces 9-1-2 against Tulsa to try and close this baby out. It's the Rough Riders leading 4-2 over the Tulsa Drillers. Ismael Alcantara stands in to lead things off. He's 0-3 today. Antoine Kelly, the left-hander with a fastball and a slider combination just about as devastating as you'll find. Fastball can be up to 100. Slider's really nasty from the low three-quarters arm slot. First pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. 97 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Antoine Kelly has mentioned the 9 saves so far. That leads the club. He readies from the stretch and fires in the 0-1. Slider over for a strike. Right down the middle, and it's 0-2. For Kelly, it's not just the saves, though. He's been a great reliever all season for the Rough Riders. The 23-year-old out of Chicago, Illinois, readies and brings it in. Fouled away right side. It's 0-2. He had 20 consecutive appearances without allowing a run. That's the longest such run in the Texas League this year. Nobody else has gone 20 appearances in a row without allowing a run this year. In 43 and two-thirds innings, oh man, and a pitch clock violation on Ismael Alcantara, and he strikes out. So Antoine Kelly picks up the strikeout. Kelly didn't know what was going on. One away on the K. Kelly will certainly take it. I haven't seen very many of those. If you're watching on MLB TV, look at a very confused Antoine Kelly. And here's Austin Gauthier in the first pitch. Swinging a chopper, third base side, tough play. Kelly tries to pick it, and it's just off the tip of his glove. It's an infield single for Austin Gauthier, and the third time he's picked up a base hit today. 10 hits in the series for Gauthier. A soft infield single, and Yorbit Vivas stands in as the tying run at the top of the ninth inning. 4-2 Rough Riders. Ninth hit for Tulsa. They're out hitting the Rough Riders 9-8. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher in the offering in. Stretch of the pitch. Hard ground ball, that's into left field. And a base hit for Vivas. He goes the opposite way, and it's back-to-back singles against Antoine Kelly. Diego Cartaya stands in now. Came in at 97, left the bat at 102 miles an hour. Diego Cartaya went 3-for-3 to start the game and then grounded into a double play in the seventh. Doubled back in the fifth. Good news is Antoine Kelly has been very good at getting out of these kind of situations with the strikeout pitch. He stretches and brings it home to Cartaya. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1, and Cartaya has had some troubles with the strikeout this year. Kelly readies, and he brings home the 0-1. There's a pop-up into shallow right field. Aaron Zavala coming in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. No tag from Gauthier. Two outs. Rough Riders one out away from a win on this Sunday night in order to take two of the four games in the series. Emmanuel Vargas stands in. Vargas 1-for-3 with a walk today. Runners at first and second, two down. Stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. The good news is the Rough Riders will get some help against Midland as San Antonio took down the Rockhounds, so Frisco can tie the Rockhounds with a win. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1, it's outside. It's one ball and one strike. The bad news is Amarillo is winning right now, so they are the ones who are on top of the division. And actually, I believe that game has gone final. It has. 7-4, Amarillo wins it, so Rough Riders will stay four games back of Amarillo in the South with a win today. The 1-1. outside, and it's two balls and one strike. So Frisco will certainly take this series finale victory, but wishing they could have done a little bit more in this series to gain ground on Amarillo, because they just keep on winning. 2-1. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 2-2, and the Riders are one strike away from a series finale win. Two and two with two aboard, two outs. Kelly brings in the 2-2 pitch. He got him swinging. Riders win. Frisco wins it 4-2. Antoine Kelly with his 10th save of the season, and the Rough Riders win the finale 4-2 over the Drillers. So the Rough Riders take two games in this six-game series, and they head on the road next week to Midland to take on the A's affiliate Rockhounds. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage when we come back. 4-2, Riders win it over the Drillers on Sunday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back and forth, the Rough Riders in with a victory and close out the week 4-2, the final score from Riders Field. Tulsa took the first lead. Frisco tied it up in the bottom of the first inning. Took a lead in the second. Nobody scored until the sixth. Tulsa tied it up on Josh Stower's home run. And Frisco pulled ahead in the seventh inning, and that was the deciding factor. With two runs coming in, Kellen Strom and Aaron Zavala led off with a walk and a single. A sacrifice bunt from Josh Hatcher got them both in scoring position, and the Rough Riders offense did the job. A sack fly by Chris Cease and a Scott Capers RBI single gave the Rough Riders enough of a lead, and Antoine Kelly closed it out in the ninth for the save. Good pitching today. Nick Krauth went five innings, just one run allowed. Grant Wolfram will get credit for the victory. Two and a third innings, just one run allowed. Justin Slayton did not allow a run, getting two outs, and Antoine Kelly did not allow a run in the ninth inning and picks up his 10th save. It was fun to watch some former Rough Riders pitchers who did well in today's ballgame. Ricky Venasco pitched a scoreless eighth inning with a couple strikeouts, and former Rough Riders hitter Josh Stowers homered today and had a good series at the plate with four hits and a couple of doubles as well. So a good reunion here for some of the Rough Riders and Drillers who get to see each other one final time this week, the only series that these two clubs play against each other. And the Drillers win 4 out of 6, but the Rough Riders close out the series with a victory. Frisco will be on the road next week in Midland for a six-game series against the Rockhounds, the second-to-last road series of the year for Frisco. Next home series is the week after that, August 28, when Frisco hosts the Corpus Christi Hooks, and then right after that, a series against Northwest Arkansas the week following. Well, Amarillo defeats Arkansas today 7-4, so the Rough Riders still four games back of the Sod Poodles for first place in the Southern Division. And the Rangers action today, Texas lost 6-2 to the Brewers today and dropped down to just 20 games over 500. Still a good year for the Rangers, but they do lose today to Milwaukee. Well, hope to have you along the way in Midland. Tune in to some of those broadcasts. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play from Midland Tuesday through Sunday as the Rough Riders go on the road. Hope to see you back out here at the ballpark the week after that when the Rough Riders are back here at Riders Field. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off from Riders Field one final time this week. The Rough Riders win it today 4-2 over the Tulsa Drillers. You heard it all right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!